T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks, Lawrence. The postseason for the Bears. Yeah, of course. But first, we have to say goodbye to Addison Russell, the Chris Tannehill way.
Dan McNeil, Danny Parkins.
Here we go.
Afternoons on the Score.
Addison Russell, 2 huge home runs in the NLCS out in Los Angeles.
Grand slam! And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Reports that Major League Baseball is investigating allegations of a domestic violence incident against your teammate Addison Russell, and I'm curious how you feel about it.
I don't really know what to say about it, but it's unfortunate.
We reached out immediately to Addison this morning and actually informed him that he was being placed on administrative leave.
You said on Friday you hadn't read Russell's ex-wife's blog post and description of what she said happened to her. Have you read it since then?
No, I really don't believe I need to. Addison hasn't written anything either. So, I mean, I'm going to wait till the process runs its course. Anybody can write anything they want these days with social media, blogging, etc.
Addison Russell has accepted a suspension from Major League Baseball of 40 games.
Clearly, we support Major League Baseball's finding and Addy's decision to accept the suspension. Domestic violence is everyone's problem.
I've been doing the league mandated treatment, and I am committed into my work, to this work. I want to own those actions. I am accountable for my past actions, but I do want to own this issue. I'm doing everything in my power to become a better person, I am sorry.
Okay, that was Addison Russell at Sloan Park.
Addison Russell is back from the minor leagues 1 week after his domestic violence suspension came to an end.
And he doesn't deserve to be met with an unconditionally warm welcome and with open arms.
Addison Russell!
He'd been struggling, you know, mentally. I think he had been kind of disengaged in some games and made some mental mistakes. And, you know, we can't have that.
I think that the likelihood of him being gone is very, very high.
Addison Russell has been non-tendered by the Chicago Cubs, which means Addison Russell is no longer a Chicago Cub.
And that's that.
Yo! Saddle up! Lock and load!
The McNeil and Parkins Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Addison Russell, gone.
And we couldn't do nothing about it.
That's right.
Not that we'd want to. You want to? I wouldn't want to. I think it's the right move for the Cubs.
Yeah, I think it was the only move based on how he played last year. Like, the Cubs were not hiding from the fact that they did not DFA or non-tender, is the right way to put it, non-tender Addison Russell because of domestic violence. They tendered him a contract after the domestic violence allegations came out last year.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning of Theo Epstein's statement after the news came out was, "We decided to non-tender Addison Russell today simply because the role we expected him to play for the 2020 Cubs was inconsistent with how he would have been treated in the salary arbitration process."
Right.
He is not hiding from the fact that this is a baseball decision, not a moral decision.
Right. Right.
They had long since past gotten over the reconciliation of, man, we're going to have this guy in our clubhouse if he can hit a baseball.
I gave them credit at the time, and I always will, for the reclamation project that was Addison Russell. I thought the top of the heap, Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer, did a lot of things right. I didn't feel similarly about the way the manager handled some of the business that was at hand when he got suspended initially in that very awkward news conference on the south side of town when the Cubs were playing the White Sox. Addison Russell, expectations unfulfilled, a guy who came with, the world is yours, Tony Montana, at the age of 20, and a very good start to his Cubs career, finishes with a whimper, and good riddance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I don't wish bad things on him, but just he's It's good. It's a fresh start for everybody. The Cubs don't have to answer questions about him anymore, and he gets a change of atmosphere. Maybe that'll benefit him.
Yeah, and I've heard from people around the team that post the domestic violence allegations with Addison Russell, he withdrew in a big way within that clubhouse, and he was not nearly as popular with the other guys that were among that young core. And so when they talk about reshaping the clubhouse, I think this is one part of that decision. Like, if he had the intangibles of an Anthony Rizzo or someone like that in the clubhouse, maybe $5 million for a slick fielding middle infielder with upside who's young, maybe that's a more tolerable contract. But when you factor in the, okay, you got Nico Horner, you got David Bodie, you've got Javi Baez for the middle of your infield, and Addison Russell is not any part of the fabric of that clubhouse that you want to keep intact going forward,
Yeah. It
makes it a very easy baseball decision to move on from him.
Yeah, it was pretty easy.
Right? And it's just crazy how far that star fell. He was a huge piece of 2016.
Yeah.
At a young age, he was a huge piece of it.
I have no doubt the mess he made for himself and Melissa Reedy, his ex, and their son weighed heavily on him. I'm sure that was part of the withdrawal process. I don't know if he's a really bad guy, but there's reason to suspect that not all is right with him. That's still, if you're any type of human being, that stuff has to weigh on you and you realize the errors of your way and people are going to look at you differently and treat you differently. And I have no doubt that that had something to do with his production on the field slipping. Not a doubt in my mind.
Someone will take a chance on Addison Russell because he's not going to be expensive and he's young and there's upside and he can play shortstop. So Addison Russell's not done in baseball. He's just done with the Cubs. And I would think that if he goes on and has a good career elsewhere, if he makes another all-star team, remember, this is a former all-star starter for the Cubs. Like, if he goes and makes another all-star game for the A's or the Rays or the Brewers or whomever, okay. This is not one that you get to be mad about retroactively, I don't think. Like, sometimes change of scenery is just necessary. Like,
yes.
If it wasn't going to happen for him here and it happens for him elsewhere, that doesn't mean that it would have happened for him if he would have stayed here.
My hope would be he expresses nothing but gratitude for the Cubs for standing behind him after he did a lot of really dumb things.
Yeah, I don't know when or if we'll hear from Addison Russell. He's not much of a talker, and he's not much of a fan of the media. So I would not exactly expect any sort of long, heartfelt thank you message on Instagram or a full-page ad in the Tribune. He doesn't strike me as that type of guy. Maybe I'm wrong. But I don't think we'll be hearing from Addison Russell for a while.
Unless the Cubs are going to craft it for him, just like they did his news conference.
Yeah, exactly. Top of the hour on the score, brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join Northwestern Basketball at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Home opponents include Michigan State, Michigan, Purdue, and more. Season and single game tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team on sale now at NUSports.com. The hour brought to you by Seattle Sutton. Your good health is their true mission. So the Panthers making the announcement that they have, in their words, parted ways with Ron Rivera.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. The loss to the Redskins this past week, I don't know if they already were going to go in another direction after this season. Rivera's 57 years old. He's a two-time NFL Coach of the Year. He was practically fired the year he took the Panthers to the Super Bowl when they had a terrible September at 1-3 or 1-4, but they managed to put it together this year. Expected to be a part of that division. Didn't happen. So Ron Rivera is out of work. I texted him. We'll see if he gets back. We'll see if we can get him on for a few minutes.
Yeah, it'd be great to talk to him,
we
obviously.
We can play the Goodfellas theme again later on. He's a fan of Goodfellas. I'm sure he'd appreciate that.
There we go. And I'm sure.
Happy birthday, Chico.
He's a good NFL head coach and has been for a long time. And my guess is someone will hire him to be their head coach again. The league is moving away from him. It's moving younger and it's moving offensive.
Right.
But he's got enough pelts on the wall and enough relationships in the game where I'd have a hard time thinking that, like, how it ended in Carolina is going to be a big sting on him, like, or a stain on him, right? Mm-hmm. Cam Newton gets hurt. Kyle Allen turns the ball over. Mm-hmm. Pretty injury-riddled team. I would think that some organization could justify hiring Ron Rivera again.
Yeah, and I'd pump the brakes a little bit on that going younger until one of the young Bucks hoists a Super Bowl trophy. Sean McVay didn't get to do that last year.
Won the NFC.
He did win the NFC.
Matt LaFleur will be in the playoffs this year.
He's been humbled this year. Yeah, Matt LaFleur's going to win the division.
Kyle Shanahan's going to be in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, and Kingsbury's done okay in Arizona, developing a young quarterback who's very exciting. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, the guy in Cincinnati finally got his first win after starting 0-11.
But the Saints, probably, we think, the class of the NFC. Sean Payton, offensive, but they have a terrific defense, and they also have a good running game. The teams that are expected to still be standing next month are the teams that do it the good old-fashioned nasty way, as well as sling it all over the yard. That's why I'm impressed with the Seahawks. Russell Wilson did not have a great game last night, but because Chris Carson and Penny got off, he didn't have to have a great game. The Ravens will beat you running the football and playing great defense.
Yeah, the Patriots don't run it much. The Chiefs don't run it much. But there are plenty of Super Bowl contenders out there, certainly, that do. And people texting in on where Ron Rivera could get a head coaching job next year. I don't think it's going to be the Cowboys. I would be surprised if Jerry Jones would accept someone else's head coach as a splashy enough hire to replace Jason Garrett. I feel like Lincoln Riley is going to be high on that list. I think Urban Meyer is going to be high on that list.
Lincoln Riley is said to have a very good relationship with the Jones family already in place, so it seems apparent. Maybe he can go fix the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
If they fire Freddie Kitchens.
And I would if I was in charge of Cleveland. I'd fire Kitchens, but I don't think that's where I'd hire Ron Rivera either. I think I'd want – unless you – had a plan for the offensive development.
What are the openings? Will be Dallas. We know that. Barring a miracle, Dallas will be open. What else is a certainty? Atlanta?
Atlanta will be open for sure. Cleveland's got a good chance to be open. Miami has a chance to be open, even though
Jets going to stick with Adam Gase. Probably.
I'd say both New York teams, there's questions there. Shurmur and Gase are both on the hot seat, right? Washington, they got an interim coach right now, so Washington is available. I think that actually makes a right. They probably want to hire someone to develop Haskins also.
Good luck with that.
Yep.
You think that's ever going to happen? I don't.
I haven't seen enough. Like I think we learned you can't write these guys off so early on.
The more you see, the less you'll like.
Yeah. No. So far, you're right, but.
That's the same
thing.
He
just beat Chico.
Yeah, same thing. Just a couple draft picks moved back as Trubisky a few years ago. It's a guy that has a great 1 year of tape and stats in college, and that's his 1 year of playing college football that there is to show.
Yep, that's right. And you draft the project, and then you play him sooner than you should have, and then his development looks like this. I said it with Haskins before it happened, that the Goff and Trubisky were good comps for him. He should not have played. They should have played whatever veteran they could have until they found the offensive coach that was going to be there. There's no reason that he should be playing this early in his career with an interim defensive head coach. That makes no sense.
Right.
He's just going to have to learn a new offense again next year when you hire an offensive coach.
That's right.
But isn't there something for playing at that speed, playing at the NFL? Like, that's the biggest thing that changes from whether it's high school to college, college to the pros, is the speed and strength of everything. Isn't there something, whether it's the right offense or not?
I suppose any experience is good experience, sure.
I don't know. Is it? Do you think that Dowell Loggins and John Fox helped Mitch?
You don't think those seven passes Mitch threw against the Panthers in a victory his rookie year was instrumental?
I think it stunted his development.
Yeah. Hey, they inspired Deshaun Watson to run that trick play.
That's true.
Watch out. All right?
It wasn't a complete waste for football. It was a waste for Trubisky. Yeah, I think it stunted his development. It made him more conservative, and he learned bad tendencies. And it absolutely did with Goff. People wrote Goff as a complete bust under Jeff Fisher. And then 2 years later, he won an NFC Championship game and had 4,800 passing yards.
Yeah, his numbers.
That was the next year, wasn't it?
No. Last year was year
three for him.
Three, yeah. He's a year ahead of Mitch. This is year three for Mitch. He's the 2016 class with him and Wentz. Mitch is 2017. Right.
But, yes.
Two years.
Because in year two of
Right. Year two of McVay. Year three. That's why that was the whole take the leap. Year three in the NFL. Year two in the system. take the leap. And
so then is it
didn't work out so well.
I know it didn't take the leap this year, but is it going to regress like the Rams' offense regressed in year
Bears
four then?
Bears can't regress. Their offense, I'm not sure how much regression is possible for this offense. What about Detroit?
You sure about that?
No, I'm not positive at
Bears
all.
Bears just, their offense just looked good against the Lions. Let's not just paint with such a broad brush
look
and
at
remember
you, Mr.
how they
Dilly
were
Bars.
Against
I'm so
that.
Happy to see you.
They almost covered a spread.
All right.
3-9 ATS this year, but they don't care. They're muscling out wins. The offense was better on Thursday. It wasn't great, but it was better. Splashes. They're showing
you know, at any
splashes.
Moment, some big play could happen.
At any moment. There were a couple. There was a 35-yard gain, right?
Ron Rivera to the Lions. That's the job. You've got Stafford, Galladay, Jones. You've got a veteran quarterback. You don't need an offensive coach. Their defense is terrible.
Yeah, their defense.
You need an upgrade defensively. Patricia seems to have absolutely no idea what he's doing. Way too conservative.
They going
to
buy him out 2 years before his deal expires, though? A lot of organizations don't like to do that.
I don't know. I mean, how many losses in a row is it for them? I think they've lost 7 of 8, haven't they?
Yes.
Something terrible like
yes.
that?
Yeah, everything
yeah,
went
five
to hell
in a row.
After that Green Bay game, that debacle at the end of the Green Bay game.
Yeah, so they've lost 8 of 9 and 5 straight. That's the job for Chico. Bring Ron Rivera to Detroit. You heard it here first.
If you build it, they will come.
That's right.
I hope he gets a head coaching position. I think he will. As we think about it, as we talk about it here, there should be at least a half a dozen openings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully he'll get one of them.
All right.
We'll if not, he won't.
Yeah, he'll get a defensive coordinator job if he wants it.
If he wants one, right.
Or go live on an island.
Yeah, or he could. His wife is a coach also. Stephanie, she's a coach. So, you know.
Oh,
I don't know.
Coach's
if,
family.
Yeah, yeah.
What does she coach?
Basketball.
At
she coached
what level?
The. She coached the. What was it? Not WNBA team, but there was a team in town here a while back. I don't know what the league is called or was called. I don't think they exist anymore. But she coached the Chicago franchise.
Oh, I had yeah. no. I had no idea it was. A yeah.
What
were
Thanksgiving
family.
Dinners like in that household then? Both husband and wife wearing whistles and just doing all coach speak to each other.
Yeah, a lot of X's and O's, plays drawn up on napkins, cliches spewed,
right.
that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly possible.
The camera doesn't lie.
Cut the turkey. Yeah.
Welcome back, Shep.
Good
by
to
the
see
way.
You, Nikki.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You back for the duration, or how long do we have you for?
A few days here, a few days
of
there.
Of course. We'll figure it out.
Got 2 weeks left of this paternity leave thing that I have to use within like a year span, so we'll figure out what we're going to do with all that.
Perfect.
2 weeks left still?
Yeah.
Unbelievable, isn't
really?
It, Matt?
Wow.
Go on a Francesa rant. Let's go.
Wow. I'm going to have to undo that procedure.
I mean, you got 4 weeks, man. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Stack. They throw today's at
Tanny's going to have a second kid in no time.
I consider it.
It's McNeil and Parkins on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bottom of the hour on the score, brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Northwestern Hoops, they've got third-ranked Michigan State at the new Welsh Ryan Arena December 18th. Tip-off set for 7 p.m. Tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team on sale now at nusports.com. Friend of the show, but more directly, Dan McNeil. Ron Rivera has been fired by the Panthers. And Shep puts out the poll question at McNeil_Parkins on Twitter. Who would you rather have coaching the Bears, Ron Rivera or Matt Nagy?
Oh, did he?
Just trolling along.
Not even the dumbest question you could ask. What? Jesus.
Just asking. Curious what people think.
What
do the results say there, Danny?
I'm expecting 65% to ask for Ron Rivera.
Yeah.
What are early returns?
Let's see. I'll pull it up.
Did you announce, by the way, who was replacing him on an interim basis in Carolina?
I don't think I said that.
The name might be familiar to you Bears fans. He used to be the defensive backs coach here, Perry Fuel. Remember the name?
If you want to run.
If you want to run cool, you got to run on Perry Fuel. Yeah, I love it.
Speaking of old score stuff, Mac, and all the scoreheads out there, Tanny has been on a mission, and we have a present for you tomorrow at 5 p.m.
Oh, boy.
That's right.
That's a tease for all you listeners out there. Stay tuned.
Oh, my goodness. It's not slippery over there, is it?
We're not saying. We're not saying.
Something from the archives has been located.
Several things.
Some things. Goodness. Let's just say that there might have been a treasure trove of audio that was uncovered and that Tanny
has
remastered and saved. This is audio that has not been heard on the score in probably 15 years.
Really?
Yeah. 5 o'clock tomorrow. We've got enough that it might take the entire hour to go through all of it.
Oh, everything between now and then is just filler.
That's right. 5 p.m. tomorrow. Tell your Scorehead fan friends. We are going to the audio vault tomorrow. We're going to have categories. We're going to have all sorts of different stuff.
Very exciting.
He's been putting it together. Yeah, he's been working hard on it. So we're ready to go tomorrow at 5.
I'm pumped.
I thought you might
That's
be.
That's good.
I thought you might be excited about that. But yeah, 62% so far.
62.
Say they'd rather have Ron Rivera than Matt Nagy.
I have to disqualify myself. I have to recuse myself. I believe that's the correct verb in this instance. Yes?
Yes,
I'm
that would work.
I'm recusing myself. He's a friend, so I'm not objective here.
I will say, with Rivera, he does not have the typical things with a defensive coach in this era that would scare me, as some people have already pointed out on Twitter. He was called Riverboat Ron for a number of years.
Yeah, the unnecessary two-point conversion attempts in first quarters and things like
and
that.
And going forward on fourth down. Yeah. But you know what that's called today? Analytics. We talked to him about it. Mm-hmm. Remember I asked him the question? He's like, right. We've had a department, and I've gone with my gut, and I've never been afraid to err on the side of aggression.
Mm-hmm.
And you still don't need cybermetrics to figure that out.
So he is inclined on some of those things that I will admit to stereotyping some, that some of the older school coaches and the defensive-minded coaches that are like, we got to just run the ball, shorten the game, get out of there with a 17-14 grindy win. Ron Rivera, when he's had offenses that he's trust, has been aggressive, and I respect that
you
about him.
You pointed out recently John Harbaugh, who just might be this year's coach of the year, has hired some pencil pusher from Yale, right? Jonah Hill's character from Moneyball to be at his side at all times.
Yeah, he's got it next to Greg Roman's the offensive coordinator, right? Sitting next to him in the booth is this 25-year-old econ grad from Yale that has a direct line into Harbaugh's headset that's giving him just basically tossing him win
numbers.
Probabilities on hey if we go for it on fourth down, our win probability increases by 6%. Is it worth it if you want to take the risk here and go? And so as a result, they have the most fourth down attempts in the NFL this year, and they have converted the most fourth downs in the NFL this year. And as of the piece that was written in The Athletic a couple of weeks ago, like they were 9 of 10 or something like that on fourth down conversions, and on 7 of those drives, the drives had resulted in a touchdown where they had decided to extend the drive and continue on and score touchdowns.
Yeah, when I can run behind Marshall Yanda and I have Lamar Jackson as my quarterback, I feel better about going for it on fourth down. There's all kinds
Absolutely.
Of variables that the numbers don't tell you.
Well, no, but some of them are starting to. Like, that's their own proprietary data that's factoring in how good they are at short yardage, how good Lamar Jackson is. It's not just league average stuff. It's how good their particular personnel set is to going and doing that. So, no, it's continuing to adapt, and Ron Rivera has, at times, been willing to do that. So, I don't know. I think he'll get a job. I think Ron Rivera will get a head coaching job again.
Yeah, I suspect he will.
So, last night, what were your...
The McCaskies are very fond of him, by the way.
Yeah.
They always have been, yeah.
Do you think
he's always remained on good terms, and he never publicly fired darts at Lovey Smith after Smith fired him.
The McCaskey family.
I can't see the Bears bringing him in.
I can't.
If he was
co-head coaches?
So you'd have to get rid of Chuck Pagano, so it'd be 3 defensive coordinators in 3 years.
Well, yeah. Yeah. That's true.
I just don't think it's likely.
No, it's not.
You know, I just don't. I know you sound so sad about that.
Yes. Matt Nagy's coaching the Bears next year, so I don't know why, you know, we can talk about it until Hampton's cows come home, but it's not changing.
No, I know.
Matt's going to be the coach next year.
It was just Shep's trolley Bears poll fans. Questions.
To Shep. 2021, we're looking a couple of years in advance here, after the Bears offense follows the Rams plan and regresses again.
I see. Oh, man, a Packers reporter, Rob Domofsky, says, keep an eye on Mike McCarthy for the Panthers job. Panthers owner David Tepper has deep ties to McCarthy's hometown of Pittsburgh.
Demo's on the he knows the NFL, too. Rob's a real good reporter, so that could boy's back.
The Panthers owner has ties to McCarthy's hometown of Pittsburgh? That is a ludicrous reason to hire
a head coach. State the facts. I mean, I'm a highly successful NFL head coach.
Man, wrong about so many things, but how right have I been about Mike McCarthy? Couldn't get a job, only got one interview, Matt LaFleur taking the Packers to new heights, Aaron Rodgers not being done.
New heights?
You had them never winning a division again under Aaron Rodgers.
I will say Aaron Rodgers still doesn't look like Aaron Rodgers to me.
This guy over here.
What's going to undo the Packers is their defense, though.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think that's what we discussed at length.
Yeah, I've been surprised they've been as good offensively as they have been this year. I was wrong.
It's the running game. I mean, Aaron Jones has been awesome. Jamal Williams has been good. And Davante Adams came back healthy. And they're putting guys in motion and doing all of this modern sorcery that escaped the football intellect of Mike McCarthy, who watched the game.
Let it go, Parkins.
I will try. Last night might have been, for all intents and purposes, the death of a very popular segment during football broadcast. I want to explore this with you coming up on The Score.
They pick up the pressure, and then Russell Wilson gets it, and the ball came out there as Metcalf had the catch and then fumbled the ball, and the Vikings have it. Mackenzie Alexander with the recovery as the rookie DK Metcalf coughed it up.
Tess on ESPN, audio brought to you by Grandview Homes. Decaf Metcalf.
Maybe the screaming Sicilian should have a cup of decaf before kickoff.
How's that half calf treating you?
Ah, just fine, thank you.
Yeah,
you can drink more of it.
So that's why you scaled back from full caffeinated coffee to half calf?
You can drink more of it, yeah.
You want to drink more?
Yeah, get a little caffeine, but not quite as much. Yeah, every time there's a turnover on Monday Night Football, Joe Tessitore regurgitates.
He gets very excited.
Batted at the line of scrimmage, batted back and picked off. Can you believe this? Pick six, Anthony Harris pinball style. Ricocheting in. Wow.
Quit yelling.
There's no
Decaf Metcalf.
Decaf Metcalf was so great.
That's good.
There's no primetime broadcast that picks a narrative before the game and sticks with it more throughout the game than ESPN's Monday Night Football.
I haven't thought about that, but it'd be hard-pressed to beat it. Go ahead.
I've got the SEC on CBS. That is one that here's your storylines and here is your update on those storylines for 60 minutes.
Yeah, they do that too, but they're also, and you know what? They're actually very similar because they both just love the pageantry of their own thing.
And if you've ever in your life thought about doing something now instead of watching the fourth quarter, reconsider.
Yes.
Brad Nessler, there's nothing possibly that could come up that would make you want to watch anything
first
other than
born,
the fourth
your
quarter.
Wife's going into labor? Nope, get your ass to Bama LSU.
This is the SEC on CBS. No, but last night, I mean, how many times did they give you that stat about Kirk Cousins on Monday Night Football?
And Russell Wilson on Monday Night Football or prime time.
Yeah.
As if that the day, but it wasn't even the prime time. It was Monday Night Football there because it's all about, man, the day of the week is really what's messing up Kirk Cousins.
Cousins didn't get him beat last night either.
No.
I mean, he's actually played better than his record indicates. It's you say you're not a fan of records being attached to quarterbacks. It's hard to run away from that narrative when you never win. Ever.
Oh, listen, eventually it becomes a big enough sample that sure, there's something to it. And Kirk Cousins himself does not dismiss it out of hand.
The first interception was a contested ball. You can make a plausible argument. Stephon Diggs should have made the catch or at least played defense on it. Dalvin Cook lost the fumble. Dalvin Cook leaves the game. Diggs left the game for a little while. He was banged up. They didn't have Adam Thielen. I'm not putting that one on Cousins.
No, I wouldn't either. I mean,
they lost to a better team last night. Seattle's a better football team.
And the Vikings defense was a much bigger part of it than anything with the Vikings offense.
Yeah.
They kept talking about Xavier Rhodes. I mean, the guy was getting barbecued out there.
It's terrible. That's why I asked Bursich yesterday if he's finished. A lot of people in Minnesota seem to think so, that he's near the end. Helmet slammer.
So last night I was back and forth with sound on it, doing other things, and then watched the end of the Bulls game, second half of the Bulls game last night. But, man, we might have to be done with Mic'd Up, Mac. It might have to be over.
You're finally ready to done with it.
It might be over.
Well, you got to put it on the proper guy.
Well, listen, Sam Darnold, when they finally gave us something interesting, when Sam Darnold was seeing ghosts.
Seeing ghosts.
Then no one did it for 2 weeks. Because they aired something potentially interesting. So ever since then, it's just been rah-rah cheerleader types that are giving you absolutely nothing.
Found the right guy last night.
Oh, my God.
Russell Wilson looked like an all-pro.
Dude's a cornball, man. Listen to these things when he got mic'd up last night.
Clear heart, clear mind, clear eyes. Let's go to work, man. One play at a time, locked in. Let's go do this thing together. Whatever it takes. Great language. Unwavering. Unwavering language. Unwavering belief. Go to work, man. One play at a time. One play at a time. Let's go. Here we go. No fear. No fear, baby. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. We're going to answer right here for you, fellas. We're going to answer right here for you. We're going to answer right here for you. Let's go to work. Hey! Oh! Had a baby, Chris. Had a baby. Great job, Chris. That's the way. Had a baby. 3-2. Beautiful. Beautiful. Big time. Big time. That's the way to run that rock. That's the way to run that rock, baby. There you go. 30 minutes of great football right here. Let's go get it. Why not? Why not? 30 minutes of great football. Let's get it done. Just down 7-0. Hey, let's go get a touchdown this drive. We're going to need it, man. We're going to need it right here. One play at a time. One play at a time. Great confidence. Great confidence. Great belief. Great confidence. Great belief. No fear. Love you, boys. Baby, let's go break it open. Why not? Why don't you get real hot right here? Why don't you get real hot right here?
That's what leadership sounds like, Danny.
He's lucky he's great.
Yeah, boy. I see what you did.
What? Honestly, no one would follow that guy if he wasn't awesome. That is a lot of air for a lot of nothing. He could work in our business.
He has a little bit of the pitching coach. It's like baseball chatter. The pitching coach in Bull Durham. Come on, chuck it in there, guy. He no hit a guy. Come on, give me a gander when he can't see.
Clear heart, clear mind, clear eyes. Let's go to work, man.
Yeah, he had some Coach Taylor from Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. Thanks, Russell.
Is that who that was? Was he
doing the start of it. Not all of it, but start.
There you go. Anyway, it's a great film. It really is.
Who played Coach Taylor?
Kyle Chandler, I believe is his name.
Okay.
No idea.
You familiar?
No, I read the
TV show, not the movie.
Wow, Shep talking movie circles
around
us.
You know Kyle Chandler, Danny, Bloodline.
No, I'm okay. Still, nope, didn't see Bloodline. Didn't see the movie. Read the book. I didn't see Friday Night Lights.
Read the book?
Yeah, I know.
Friday Night Lights?
It's like the one TV show I've watched in the last 20 years.
Yeah?
Yes.
That's not true. You watched True Detective with us last
year. Oh, that's right.
Year.
Yeah, you did.
He stayed with us.
Yeah.
Stephen Dorff is back.
Finished it up in the lobby each Tuesday or whatever day we did it on.
Yeah. You
had to steal Danny's HBO.
He's an active participant. There's a lot of people on
that
password.
Yeah, how about Stephen Dorff, huh? Basically, can you be the same guy for us just on network television, please? Clean it up a little bit.
New what a project. Cash grab. What a cat, right? He's like, network TV money? All right, I'm in. Probably getting six figures an episode, maybe.
Yeah.
Somewhere around
there. Well, he should. He's a feminist.
Yeah, I predicted, remember, on this program.
Yes, you did.
Stephen Dorff Renaissance. It's
program.
Coming.
Program. Yes, you did.
So we done with Mic'd Up?
I've never cared for Mic'd Up. There's rarely where they provide something interesting.
It's got to be over.
At least he chattered. Sometimes they put a microphone on a guy just for a couple of grunts. At least,
and
he...
you just hear the collisions from the up-close microphone.
Boy, I see what you did.
At least he moved the meters. You know, he programmed it.
He did program it.
Yeah, he gave you something. Give me something.
Give me something. Daniel Descalso, Russell Wilson. Yeah. That's where the similarities end.
Give me something.
So Russell Wilson, too boring for you? Too clean cut? Too what?
He just comes across as... kind of corny.
Yeah.
It's just, you know what I mean? I guess can't imagine running through a wall for that guy.
No scandal, though. Works very hard.
Oh, that's all great. I mean, and he's an awesome football player. He's probably going to be the runner-up for MVP this year.
He is the runner-up, yes.
I love watching him play. Just when I'm listening to him last night, I'm like, God, They're following you because you're great, not because you're inspired.
Clear heart, clear mind, clear eyes. Let's go to work, man.
We have some legitimate hot stove rumors for both teams, North and South Side. We'll get into the likelihood of it all happening next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.